it's interesting that you say that for people to plan, they have to have two ways out. What if there was like a crazy situation in which like the home only had maybe a door or there was no windows or something like that, and they only had the one option? How could someone prepare for that?
Yeah. Well, obviously, if there's a second floor to the home, the second option is most likely a window. However, you're now 10 to 15 feet off the ground. That makes it difficult. There are devices out there. There's window ladders that can be purchased if you want to be very prepared. However, if you're, say, in a bedroom on a second floor and the window is not an option, what you want to make sure you do is to close your door, which will help suppress the heat. It will help keep the smoke out of the bedroom. And then you're going to want to put some type of towel, blanket, or clothing at the bottom of the door to try to prevent any of that heat or smoke from coming underneath the door. Having your door closed really does help prevent the spread of the fire and the smoke, so that's very important. And then if that's the case and you are stuck in your room, you're going to want to get to the window, open the window up, and try to find anybody that might be able to help you or be visible for when the fire department does show, because they'll obviously be able to get a ladder to that window and get you out as quickly as possible. So if you are stuck in a room and there is a window, make sure that door is closed, barricade the bottom of it so no heat or smoke comes in, and get to that window to make sure that someone knows that you're there and that you need assistance.
Okay. Well, hopefully, families don't end up having to go through that situation, but it is always a good idea for them to at least be prepared. Now, I would like to continue. I see that, like you were stating earlier, that your prevention campaign is every second counts, plan two ways out. How did your organization come up with that theme for the year?
Well, that theme has actually been created by the National Fire Protection Association, and what they do is they identify trends in fire-related injuries and fire-related deaths, and they identify new themes every year to try to reduce those injuries and deaths from what fire departments report on. So over the last couple of years, it's been very much revolving around smoke alarms specifically. And this year they decided that it was important to choose planning your home fire escape route.
Well, that is very interesting to hear. I am very happy to have you here with me this morning. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, as mentioned earlier, smoke alarms really are the first line of defense. If you're sleeping, if it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and you don't have a working and functioning smoke alarm, you're never going to know that a fire is taking place in your home. Believe it or not, you can sleep through the smell of smoke. That can be something that you will sleep through and may not wake up to. So basically what you want to do as far as outfitting your home with smoke alarms is you want to make sure that they're installed in every single bedroom. They should also be installed outside each sleeping area and on every level of your home, including your basement. And then you want to make sure that you test those smoke alarms on a monthly basis. It's very easy to do. All you do is simply push the test button, and if you hear it beep, you know it works. If the smoke alarm has removable batteries, you want to make sure you change those out at least once a year, if not twice a year. We always recommend during daylight savings time, the change of your clock, change your battery. And then if your smoke alarms are more than 10 years old, you want to replace them. They are tested and proven to last 10 years. So if the manufacturing date on the alarm, which you can be found by just twisting off the alarm off its bracket and taking a look at the back of it, and it'll show you that date. If it's more than 10 years old from the time you're looking at it, you're going to want to throw that away, and you're going to want to replace it with a brand new smoke alarm battery. Or, excuse me, a smoke alarm.
Thank you again so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
It was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm glad I had the opportunity to speak a little bit on fire safety.
Awesome. Well, with Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.